Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello and welcome to the Lady Gang Quickie.
Let's make this quick.
I'm Becca. Here's Jack. Ooh. Here's Kelty.
We don't even need last names.
I don't even need a last name. Orly just stepped on your laptop.
It's okay.
Okay.
She's very really, light.
She's a really bad child.
She really is.
She's not a bad child. She's just...
Her face
Look at
is...
Now she's so
I've never seen a dog so happy in my
she's
life.
She's such a dum-dum.
Inspirational quote, right?
Yeah, what is it?
Hold on. I have one. I saved it. Let me just, like, talk while
okay.
I find it, okay?
All right, fine. Yeah, Orly's a dum-dum. Look at her face.
Do you get good pictures of her, like, smiling like this?
Oh, my God. My dog walker, like, she comes in the house, and Orly literally shows both rows of teeth when she walks in because she's so excited.
Does she like the dog walker better than you?
She loves her because she knows that she's means she's going to see her friends at the dog park.
Yeah, she's going to have
and
fun
And seeing
time.
Her at the dog park is the funniest thing ever. I feel like a weird, like...
Does she think that she's a big dog?
I don't know. Because she only plays with small dogs because I keep them separate. Because I've seen some shit go down at the dog park.
Oh, yeah.
When little dogs are in the big dog area. Like, I literally saw a Yorkie get ripped in half.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like dead?
Like dead.
Like no.
By
I saw that at
a big dog.
Too,
what?
To, like, bring the vibe down.
It was devastating. And I was like, well, that's it. Orly's never playing in there.
Yeah.
Because she's also, like, really eager and crazy. So I'm afraid she's going to, like, it's like...
She'll think that they're playing with her, and then
the
she'd get literally.
It's
like
bringing a sorority girl into, like, I don't know,
where was
the,
that going?
The lion's den, because she's too eager. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're like, settle down, bitches. It's like if we're with a sorority girl,
Like the sorority girl came to hang out with us,
yes,
and we'd rip her to
yes.
shreds.
That's
yeah.
who she is.
What are you doing, Kelty?
I gotta plug in the computer because it's starting to die.
Oh no! Hold, please. You guys are really seeing the inner workings of our.
Yeah, I hope
we're in Kelty's home right now, which is a strange.
Shit, I need an extension cord.
Oh, do you want to switch places with me, Kelty?
Okay,
just move
let's
it over.
Pause this.
Yeah. It's like yin and yang. Go ahead.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin here with Jack Knight and Kelty Vanek.
I was like, did you forget who we were?
I was on autopilot. I'm not going to lie.
We've been spending so much time together. It's so weird how the things that you say have become a thing. Like, people are like, hello, hello, hello. But, like, you just started doing it, and now it's, like,
no,
part
you
of
started.
Us.
You did?
Yes, because Kelty used to do the intros.
She did?
She did, and then she emailed me one day and was like, hey, I talk too much on the Lady Gang.
That's very true.
I don't even remember her doing
yeah,
the intros.
Yeah, because, like, we each have, like, our own
little
section. And so she's like, you need to do the intro. And you always started with hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Actually, I'm the innovator.
You're the innovator.
God, you're such
you
a trendsetter, Kelty.
In the promos that they're playing on E!, I hate how low energy I was when I said it. Like, there's
you're
one.
Like, hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang.
Hello, hello, hello. And anytime I have to do voiceover stuff for the show, they're like a little more energy. I'm so monotone, and I just don't even realize.
And it also just feels weird being high energy when you're trying to do something like that.
Yeah, but, like, Kelty's a pro at, like, high energy.
She also is literally a professional at doing that. That is her job.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I could never.
I get
do it.
Notes. I get notes sometimes where people are like, "You seem bored by this story. Can you do it again?"
For real?
Yeah, there's been well, times where they're like...
Are you not bored by most of the stories?
No, I'm not really... I love pop culture, so I'm not bored, but I think, like...
Some are more exciting, though.
Yeah, sometimes I am also on autopilot, and I've trained myself that I cold read everything. So, like, a lot of hosts will go through, and they'll, like, look through all their scripts and read everything, and then go in and track... I just read it. I don't know what's coming.
Yeah,
it's
like when you said you were Nancy
time.
O'Dell.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the best.
It was so good.
She was reading. Do we talk about this yet?
No. I don't think so.
So we were doing our huge, huge, like, E! Promo shoot, which, by the way, we haven't talked about on here.
I know.
We should.
We'll talk about it on a quickie.
Yeah.
Out.
So we're doing this huge photo shoot, and we're in this little, like, guest house of this house we've rented for the shoot. And Kelsey's like, guys, I need to go track, which is essentially like sending voiceovers for E.T. So she puts herself underneath a bed, like, literally 8 blankets.
She's by the way, this bed is disgusting. Disgusting. There's, like, cats that have been living in that room that have not been cleaned in probably years. There's, like, just probably feces underneath the blankets.
And so she's under the blanket, and she's like, you guys, I just need you to be quiet, like, while we're getting our makeup done. And she's like, I need to do these. I need to track. So we keep hearing her, and she's like, Will, blah, blah, blah. Will, Demi Lovato, Will. And it's like, you know, this, like, exciting whatever. And she goes, and
from the Entertainment Tonight newsroom in Hollywood,
I'm Nancy O'Dell. No, I'm not.
Like, that is the definition of autopilot.
It was so funny.
Because I say that so many times a day, but it always says Nancy, but I haven't supposed to switch it to me.
Yeah.
I'm Nancy O'Dell.
So funny. We were dying.
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Okay, mine's quick. Okay. I have recently started playing tennis. This is my good week. I love it. It is the best time ever. I've been taking lessons from a friend of a friend. She's like a pro from the UK, so she's so legit. I'm loving it. I never thought I could enjoy something that wasn't making me money, or it doesn't really make me skinny either. Like, it's a good workout, but it's not
a good workout.
Like,
are you sore in your back at all?
I get sore, like, in my arms after, but it's not like I'm not going to get skinny, but, like, I didn't think I could find passion for something that didn't make me money or make me skinnier.
Congrats, Becca. Your black heart is fulfilled by
Serena. I love tennis. I know. I want to go with you and start taking lessons.
We are going.
We'll be like tennis pros.
I'm going next Thursday morning if you want to join me.
Oh, I think I'll be here next Thursday morning. Hell yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Fun. I just want an outfit.
You're an idiot. Here's my bad week. So, Zach and I have, like, gotten into, like, this, like, rhythm at home. Like, with I clean the inside of the house and he cleans the outside of the house. So when we have company come over, mm-hmm. I clean up inside, he cleans outside, like the dog poop and the shit that falls from the trees because we're in the hills. Mm-hmm. And, like, it gets filthy back there. Mm-hmm. Well, I had to entertain last week and I had to attempt to do that on my own.
I
actually started crying from frustration. Like, I'm not kidding. I had the blower in my hand, and I was like, I can't do this. And I was like, I'm simply not getting divorced because I don't ever want to have to clean my backyard.
You want your backyard clean.
It's so hard.
So I don't have a backyard.
Yeah, I cried. Like, it was embarrassing. It was super embarrassing. Okay.
Champagne problems.
Yeah. Go, Jack.
I'll go. My good week is I have a new word. It is. Let me open my phone. The f***ing. I haven't done this one yet, right?
No.
Thing is, when your day is going too well and you don't trust it and some shit finally goes down.
Wait, someone tagged me in this.
Did they?
Yes.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Where you're like, ah, oh, today
fucking
rules.
Wait, what is it
rules?
Like playing on? It's like the happening?
It's,
God. The reckoning.
Yeah.
The reckoning.
I'm like, oh God, we're going to sound so dumb right now.
But I also, when I first read it, thought it was the fappening, which is the website that my naked photos are on.
Obviously, your mind's going to go straight there.
I was like, amazing. That was the
fappening. That was the for your day.
Yeah.
You probably were having a great day.
On the fappening.
Probably had a good coffee that day, walked your dog.
Yeah.
You're like, today's going to be great. And then it's like,
no, it's not.
There it is. Things here.
Did I ever say that I found out that my naked pictures were online when I was sitting next to my dad on a couch?
No.
Yes, I was.
Did you say anything?
Yeah.
Like, immediately
well,
to him?
I stood up. I was like, my whole body went numb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cold.
As it would.
Cold sweat, like the whole thing. I walked outside. I was at my sister's house visiting in Atlanta. Walk outside, call my manager. I'm like, is this real? And he's like, this is real. So then I walk inside. I was like, Dad, please stay off the internet for the next 10 years.
Nope, until you die.
The
internet is
never,
forever.
Never go back.
It is forever.
Yes. What's your bad week?
Bad week. I was at Jersey Mike's, my favorite sandwich shop.
Every bad week starts with Jersey Mike's.
Because I literally go there.
Why?
Like,
but you have
every
so many bad
day.
Experiences. Stop going.
No. I thought my other one was a good
one. No,
whatever.
The guy in line behind you who just kept pushing against you.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, it's like Jersey Mike's is like my house, basically. So I'm at Jersey Mike's getting a sandwich in between. It was on one of our shoot days because mm-hmm. we'd shoot like 2 segments and we'd have an hour break in between them. And like I literally only had this hour and I'm waiting in line. It's a super long line. There's this lady in front of me that's so annoying. Mm-hmm. She gets to the front and then she starts asking all these questions about if the turkey is free range and if blah, blah, blah is organic.
Bitch, you're at Jersey
Mike's. I'm like, what do you expect from Jersey Mike's? It's a glorified Subway. Like, it's delicious, but like I'm not going there thinking that like any of this food is
it's not
quality.
Whole foods.
Yeah. So she's asking all these questions, and then finally, She's like, you know what? Just give me tuna. And he's like, a tuna sandwich. And she goes, no, a scoop of tuna. And he's like, well, we don't really give like a scoop of tuna, but okay. Like, you want it in a bowl or whatever? And she goes, no, I don't use plastic. She puts out her hand
no,
with a napkin in it and asks for the scoop of tuna. He gives it to her, and she eats it out of her hand with a fork. I am not kidding.
I mean, you got to respect her, you know, diligence to the cause.
What cause?
The green.
The plastic.
No. I mean,
like, the sea animals, thank you, lady, but like, weird.
But think about how much her hand smells after that.
I know, but she should have that like reusable plastic stuff.
Yeah, she just needs like some kind of a Tupperware to take with her.
I actually have an idea for Lady Gang for TV.
What?
I recently heard my friend who's shooting a movie in Chicago, she has a no water bottle rule on set. So she bought everybody their own little hydro flasks.
Oh, I love that.
And they have like one big water dispenser situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should do that.
I do too. It's and hydro flasks make you drink so much more water.
Yeah, let's
I love
do
mine.
It. Wow. Sorry,
just pink hydro flasks.
Just talking about business.
Hydro flasks. Send
talking
us some.
Talking about the business.
Yeah, hydro flasks. If you could send us some,
if we could get like pink Lady Gang hydro flasks,
it'd be so cute.
It'd be
so
adorable.
Cute.
Okay,
put it on the list.
Lashed.
My good week is that I got an IPL photo facial. And
is that why your skin looks so good right now?
Well, it's not good. It's like falling off.
You look amazing right now.
She does.
You really do.
Surgery really suits you.
Yeah.
I think like a good like propofol sleep really helps my beauty. You know what I mean?
No, I was going to say that like your skin looks really good.
Oh, sorry.
Orly.
Spoiler alert. Orly and Callie are in here.
No, I got an IPL, and it's been a long time since I got one because you can't go when you have a spray tan. Mm-hmm. And the girl that I go to, shout out to Melissa at Honest Dermatology. I did pay full price for my IPL, so I'm just like,
oh wow,
I'm just saying,
shout out for a full
shout
price.
Shout out for a full price, but she goes there. Like, I'm like, burn the fuck out of my skin. Like,
oh yeah,
I don't
feels
want
so good.
A shitty IPL that's gonna be gone in 2 days. Like, I want a week worth of I have to cover it up, and then I want to be a 22-year-old. But like, the IPL is such a great treatment, and I really think I wanted to tell the girls, like, if you invest in like one facial treatment, don't spend all your money on these creams and like facials and whatever. Like, go get an IPL, burn your age spots off.
Mm-hmm.
I did my chest.
It's true.
It's such a good.
I've never gotten it before.
The lasers, like,
it's good.
It burns off all your imperfections, your old scars from zits, like redness, broken capillaries. Like, it's really worth it. Whatever.
Orly, I will murder you.
Murder you. Okay, so bad week.
Oh no.
I'm scared.
No. It's fine.
The worst thing happened to me.
Kelsey loves to start something with that.
No, it's fine. So I had like a stressful week, and I decided I was going to treat myself to a vanilla milkshake from Fatburger.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
And it was so good until...
No.
You pooped your pants.
I didn't poop my pants, but like, I mean, there's just a reason why I don't do large amounts of dairy, and like, that was it. You know? But like, it was worth it at the time.
It's always... Like, it's worth it.
I want a big... And I like didn't even get a small. Like, I got a large, and I sucked that thing down in 30 seconds, and then 30 seconds later, I was like...
Doubled
so
over.
Yeah, anyway, I'm just letting you know that I had explosive diarrhea, probably why I'm looking so good
because you're
thin.
Skinny.
I'm just like, it's all come out of me. I like did it's like a Fatburger cleanse, you know what I mean?
I wish when I like eat shitty food like that, it just sits in my body like a rock.
Mm-mm.
Mine doesn't go through me. I wish it did.
It's too bad.
I feel like that'd feel nice. It's like a colonic.
Anyway, we're not here for a long time, but we're here for a good time.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.